This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hey.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Well, let me be honest.
Yeah.
You know, like, actually, this is a perfect time to do this. You know, when okay. You see someone and like, well, we've talked about it before, but like the worst text message really you can get is, hi, how are you?
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say, can we talk?
Well, that's another one.
But you're right. Hi, how are you?
How are you? Yes. And you're like, oh, fuck. But let's say,
yeah.
Okay. Just vague example. You and I, we go to Walnut Cafe. We used to go there all the time.
Right.
Right. Or even when we were going there all the time, you mm-hmm. have like a waiter and they know you and you know them, but like they might be like, hi, how are you? How have you been?
Oh, that's okay. That literally happened at Walnut Cafe. Do you remember?
Yeah, and we're like, oh man, well,
with the guy. And it was like, oh, yes. Okay. And then it's weird because like the other person doesn't really have cues. Like, okay. I don't really have much. I don't like really know what else to say.
Like, when do I stop? Like immediately for me too. Like when someone prompts me with a question like that, I'm just thinking like, what have I been up to? What else? What else? Anything else? Oh my God. Anything else? Have I been up to anything?
Girl, my periods have been really heavy lately.
I was going to say, it's funny. Yeah. You said period, cause I'm like, I have serious cramps right now. And I haven't started my period yet, but we were in a store downtown. Uh-huh.
Oh, you froze.
Or I have really, the internet is pretty bad here.
It's okay.
And as I'm walking through with my mom, my sisters, I thought I could feel something coming out of my vagina. And I was like blood. And I was like, oh, well, there we go. And I'm like grabbing stuff to try on. And I was like, I might need to immediately leave. I'm in teal shorts, just like you, like swim like board shorts. I'm like, this might be bad, and it was false.
So was it just
definitely? Just it's like there's
ovulating.
I don't know, something, you know, something oozed out, I guess,
because that's. Something oozed out. See, this is the thing. If there are any men out there listening, vaginas are really interesting because they do just kind of bloop sometimes.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Like you get a bloop.
Yeah, and you're like, what?
Oh, what was that?
Yeah.
Yeah, and especially like if a dude comes inside of you.
Wait a minute. Oh, yeah. And it's like a surprise.
Yeah.
Today.
No, it's like just holding on in there and just waiting for you to be like in some like I don't know. And then it just goes,
just, and you're like, fuck.
I'm disgusting.
Disgusting.
I'm disgusting. I'm just sitting here in a blip.
Dude, I hate it when like, you gotta like, you go pee after sex, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah. Oh no, it hangs.
Oh yeah.
It's almost like the pee is coming down. It's almost like an Indiana Jones movie or something. He's like hanging on the rock.
Yeah.
You know, and like the water's going down. And then as soon as it goes down, he lets go.
I don't know why I also want to compare it to like Jean-Claude Van Damme when he's like splitting the trucks.
It's like, yes, you guys, come is like Indiana Jones and Jean-Claude Van Damme. You just be like, oh man, I just Indiana Jones. In my underwear.
Oh no.
Oh no. I just like imagine pulling down my underwear and it's just like him, like with his whip.
He's like,
but squished in the, yeah. Squished in the underpants.
No, but I hate it. Cause like, if you're in a hurry, like maybe it's a little, you know, quickie in the morning or whenever, like you got mm-hmm. places to be. Honestly, it's not even really that. It could be nighttime and you go and do the duty of like, okay, I'm my due diligence. I'm going to go pee.
Right.
And you're in there.
Cause you don't want a UTI.
Yeah. And you're in there and you're sitting on the toilet and you're like, and like you peed, but then you're just like hanging out. Cause you're like, you know,
right.
And you know, your partner or your buddy or your husband or your boyfriend or whatever that's in the room is like, what are you doing in there? And you're like, oh, I'm waiting. So the name of the game right here. You're just sitting.
I'm not kidding.
Yeah. And you sit and you think you've sat long enough. And you're like, you wipe, you get back in bed or go about your day. Maybe you're driving the kids to school. Yeah. And all of a sudden you're just like, maybe at that moment, your body, like your pelvic floor finally relaxes,
releases it
that Jean-Claude Van Damme can no longer be in a split. And it is like, and you're like, fuck.
It's like it's time released. Anybody who's ever had cum inside of them can really relate to this.
I think, oh my God, Gina, next t-shirt. And I love how I'm saying next t-shirt as if we have t-shirts. We don't yet, but I think it should be Jean-Claude Van Damme.
But it was like, it's like maybe like a like sperm shape with his head on it with two legs sticking out.
Yeah, maybe just like lines, like thick lines, like a wall.
Right.
Could also be trucks.
Right.
But it's a wall.
It's membrane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just two hard lines. You know, we'll make it pretty like almost like stick figure-esque. So it's not super weird, but you guys know, if you get that shirt, if we make that shirt,
if you get that shirt that we've never made that we might make in the future sometime.
I think we're going to do merch. We got to do merch. I was asking my sisters today. Oh, hey, you guys, welcome to our episode.
Hey, welcome. Gina.
I am in San Diego. I just got in. It's the annual.
Ents family reunion.
Well, not really reunion because we don't really invite extended family.
Oh, so it's just like the same people that you always.
Well, with? And the reason we don't invite extended family is because our family is so big.
Right.
And there's no room, but we're at my parents' beach house in San Diego. And
so we're actually in the same time zone.
Yeah. It was nice.
Thank God.
And, okay. So I was sitting with my sisters and I was like, you guys, I was like, what is something make and sell on Etsy? I'm like, should we do artisanal soaps?
What?
Should we make jewelry?
Artisanal soaps?
Yeah. You know, I don't know. And I was like, Gina, we're always on this game or this constant journey of how do I create another form of revenue?
Right.
You know, gas is through the roof.
Yeah. What isn't?
Gas knocked the roof off.
Yeah.
You know, shit's weird, man. Anyways, we haven't come up with anything. However, Jean-Claude Van Damme t-shirts, great place to start.
Yeah. Artisanal t-shirts.
Speaking of weird, shit's weird. I was watching TikTok and I'm not ashamed to say this. You guys, I don't really do TikTok, but I do like to explore on there. And I've watched, you know how, same as your Instagram, you know, the explore page or things that it tends to show you, you know, because all of our, you know, everything's fake and rigged. And that's why it's educational information. But realistically, if you're just on your phone or your computer, it's just kind of feeding you what it thinks you want. It's like already, it like doesn't want to upset you, you know?
Right.
I think that's what it is. It's like, it's all set in a way that, everyone, including the internet, doesn't want to offend anybody.
Right. Well, they don't want to offend you. And it's also, it's just trying to like feed you what they think you want to see.
Yeah. So you don't get outside the box really.
Yeah.
However, so mine is full of, just conspiracy theories. And I'm like balls deep in conspiracy theories. Sorry. And it actually, the fact that there's so many that I will preface this statement or whatever with this, because everything's so fucked up. And, you know, over the years and clear back to, you know, before I was around, there's been many different things that, you know, have come out, and then the government or some sort of weird high profile, high, very, I don't know, scary, someone who might kill you if they needed, if they wanted you to shut up type of departments or clubs or cults, they'd shut it down. You know, mm-hmm. they would immediately be like, fake news. And then now you are where we are today, where now they're like, oh, hey, we're just gonna, you know, show you all of these files that were hidden. They were confidential. And now they're not.
Right. But this is the other part. This is the other confusing part for me.
Yeah.
Is that you'll see something, because I feel like we're in this age where we literally can't believe anything that we see.
Well, that's what I'm getting at.
Yeah. Cause like you'll see a file and then you're like, oh, that's the proof. And then you're like, that could be a fake file.
The thing with COVID that irritates the fuck out of me is, without really getting into it, cause I don't really feel like getting into it, but just the fact that so many things that early on, and I mean, it's been now years, so over a year, that they made all these matter of fact claims of like yeses and nos, this works, this doesn't, like, you have to do this, you have to do this, none of that will work, and everyone's going to die, basically. And then now they're like coming out. And the thing is like, I think they've, because the CDC was, through legal matters, they had to disclose all the paperwork, which they had said, not the CDC, the Pfizer, one of the big companies disclosed paperwork that originally was like, it would slowly be disclosed or let out over a period of years. Do you remember that?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, all that, or most of it, is out in the open. Now, the thing is though, is it's all on these websites that none of us would ever just go to this like government website, which is a headache in and of itself, and then search for these documents and these write-ups. But I have seen them and read through them, and it's just funny. And even on, like, you know, maybe depending on where you live, but, and some of the places, like on some news channels or whatever, they have come out and stated, and even on podcasts with doctors or people that like worked on the vaccines or whatever, have come out and stated, like, now we know that like masks don't do anything, basically, you know? And so these things that were kind of forced on you, like with like matter of fact statements, right? Like you have to, and then to come out later and be like, well, actually they don't do anything. It just sucks. It's like, it feels shitty to be in the masses, which is us, you know, just citizens that aren't the people that are pulling strings or making plans, or they know the big picture and none of us know the big picture. And so it's frustrating to just be tossed around and given information, and then all of a sudden, like, whether it's months later or years later, then come back and be like, oh, actually that was all wrong.
Well,
here's the real, like, let's say UFOs, right? It's like, here's the real information. Yep. They are there.
I think that the point is, or I think what you're saying is, has been for a very long time. I mean, there's always been something that's happened in our government that we were sold a certain thing that hasn't been that thing had like a reason or an agenda behind it. And, it's such a charged thing at this point, where I can honestly say with 100% surety that I don't know what's what.
No, 100%.
Right.
See,
none of us do.
And that's why my mindset now is that I don't count anything out, no matter how far stretched or, sci-fi-y, right? It sounds, because
which I think is also, I mean, not dangerous. I don't mean like you're dangerous. I'm saying it's an unfortunate situation to put ourselves, to put our, you know, us as a people through, because we've gotten to a point where we literally don't believe anything.
Well, like, you know,
I mean, you know me, I don't believe anything.
We don't.
Yeah.
But I do think that a large majority, because if we think about just how many people there are, right?
Right.
I think a large majority just go about their day-to-day lives living in a sort of continuous cycle, almost in a subconscious state of mind where it for them to just keep following directions. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So just absorbing what they're told, and then fucking they're all Karens, and then just standing their ground to like debate it, because now it's, you know, people, if you question anything that's become a hot topic, unless you know your crowd, it's a gamble.
I think that you're automatically assumed to be one side or the other.
Yeah.
The thing is that there's not just two sides.
Yeah. It's just so stupid.
There's a lot of sides.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling, because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
I was watching a video, and it's this guy, and I took a screenshot of it so I could tell you the exact YouTube video. It starts out by him talking about the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial, mm-hmm. and he's showing how many people have watched it.
Right.
Million something. And then it was like in just like, it was like the day of, and then like a week after, like the amount of people that have watched it. And he's just, his mind was blown, because in comparison to this video, it's on YouTube. And if you typed in open C3 subcommittee hearing, this video is called Open C3 Subcommittee Hearing on Unidentified Aerial Phenomena. It was a live hearing, and it streamed two weeks ago, and it's only got 443,000 views. And you've got like an Amber. And what his point is, like, the amount of people that have watched the Amber Heard Johnny Depp trial, and that has nothing to do with their life.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's not going to change anything or affect them at all, unless it might affect them, just their mind, because it's all they're thinking about. And then that could in turn, I don't know, bother them or change their habit, their actions or whatever. But I thought it was interesting. So I watched it, and it basically says, I'm going to pull it up. It's still, even with them disclosing a lot of it, basically just disclosing the fact that unknown, whatever it was called, phenomena, aerial, unidentified aerial phenomena. I still felt like they're saying in the beginning, the first guy that's talking, I can't remember his name, and I'm not going to pull it up. You guys can go ahead and watch it. It still sounds like he says, like, we're want to be, you know, transparent and blah, blah, blah. And you've got these two guys, what it was called, but it's like the UAP department. And this is what they study. You got a bunch of, some sort of government officials, like all these people that are asking questions, and they're getting clarity, and they're going back and forth. And they're asked some of the questions they're asking, like, for instance, you know, they gave two examples. Like, the guys gave two examples. Like, they showed this one little video clip and then showed like a picture, and they talked about it a little bit. So this guy asks them, well, what about, you know, there was this time, there was the red glowing red over XYZ. They were asking about, because there's been a lot of sightings of UFOs that have been over like military buildings, military bases, and a lot of them that have a nuclear plants, or where they might be creating bombs and things that could really, you know, damage the planet.
Yeah.
And the guy basically says, like, he has no information on that. And I'm watching it, and in the beginning, it's like, they're talking about, you know, they want this to be this, you know, transparent or whatever. You guys, if you watch it, that's not the words he used, but just watch it. And then you have this guy who kept pushing him, because he was like, how have you not looked into this? Like, everybody, he's like, it's out there in the ether. It's been talked about, and, you know, but how have you not looked into it? So you have no data on it. And he's like, well, you know, that's not something that we have. And then he's like asking, well, okay, you don't have data, but have you've looked into it? You've heard about it. He's like, well, I've heard some things, but no, that's not, we know nothing about it. And he's asking, he's like, it seems like it's a pretty big deal. I don't understand how your department doesn't have any information on it. Right. And he basically said, like, they wait for like important person, basically, probably like within government or state, some specific state or like wherever it happened at, to then go to them and say, hey, this happened, can you look into it? And this guy's like, well, I'm not so-and-so official, but I'm asking you to look into it. It was just funny. It was just funny to me, even with them being transparent, or like, I mean, there's been a lot of like information that's been released. I want to say leaked, but it's not leaked anymore because it's been released. Did it almost, again, like you said, it's like, it almost still seems fake.
Well, I'm going to say
this. What's irritating about when I was watching that is, it's like, okay, you're finally going to talk about it. And I'm watching a video that's not just some like talking head, or I'm like watching a meeting in like a government building, watching these guys have this conversation, go back and forth, and they're still just.
Yeah. But you know, what's going through my mind? We still don't know that it's a government building. Like, okay. That's the kind of shit that I think about. Like, everything that I watch, I'm always like, okay. I mean, they look official, but who are they? Like, I would be like the person that's like Googling each person's name to figure out who they are. What is this group actually? And all of that. And I feel like that's the problem, is that now we're so inundated with,
dude, their YouTube page is, and I'm watching.
I'm saying their YouTube page, but I'm saying like Google who they actually are.
Oh no, I know. but they are the U.S. House of Representatives Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence.
Okay. Yeah. So that's who they are. But that's what I'm saying is like, I'm constantly like watching that stuff and then I'll watch it. And then even when I feel like I'm getting reeled in by it, I'll be like, oh, but you know, I mean, did they stage it? Is this like a staged thing? Like, and that's really what I'm saying is the problem is that there's such a distrust for me. I can only speak for myself. There's such a distrust for me for everything that I see, whether it's real or not, that I'm literally feeling like maybe aliens should just come and I don't know, just do us in, or maybe I'm just going to go live in my shed or something, or, you know, be like one of those people, like a doomsdayer that just goes and like lives underground, which I would never, actually I'd do pretty well with that. You know, no sun.
Underground. It'd have, I would need really tall ceilings. You already would so claustrophobic.
I would turn into one of those, dude, I remember taking my kids and we saw, what is that really scary movie? Well, I thought it was really scary. It's
like, Tremors.
Nope.
I'm just guessing.
I know. It's like, it's later than that. And they go under, they're underground. They're like,
is it when they're going, when they're like spelunking?
Yes. And they're like underground and there's all those creatures that
I haven't seen it.
That have like adapted. What's it called? Fuck. It's like with a D or something. Anyway.
And they're doing spelunking. They're like, yeah. Going
and then they encounter these things that have like, they've lived underground for so long that they look like these little like gremlin-y looking things and they just like eat each other. And I don't know. Oh, Descent. The Descent.
That's weird. The Descent.
Yeah. Yeah. That's going to be me. I'm just going to live off the.
That'll be you.
Yeah.
That'll be me.
It's like the underground vampire.
I just want them to stop toying with my emotions, you know?
I do.
They won't. They never have. It just is like, it just sucks. And so here's the thing too. Well, I was listening to, it was on Instagram. Mm-hmm. I follow like a lot of different people that are like psychologists or mindset type people or scientists or blah, blah, blah. What he was talking about is how many thoughts we have in a day. So it's talking about literally like 60 to 70,000 thoughts that go through your mind.
Hold on.
What?
My Alexa just came on. I feel like when we're talking about anything like that, Alexa's listening.
She wants to listen.
Yeah. It's the government. They're listening to me right now.
So probably true. not kidding.
I'm like that Gina, she's.
It's so funny that you have an Alexa, but you keep tape over the camera on your laptop.
I know.
Like you really aren't questioning much there. You know, you're like, for sure someone's watching me, but like Alexa being part. No. The government's spying on me through my Alexa. No.
Dude, it's so true. I'm like every single other person in this country that like picks and chooses, like, yeah. You know, I mean, yeah. I'm just picking and choosing.
But what he's saying is like, he was talking about how like we have so many thoughts in a day, he said, and we will have the same recurring thoughts the next day. It's not like we always have new ones, but it's like, and I was surprised.
Hence the word recurring.
Yes.
Yes.
And he was saying that until you become more aware or like conscious, you really, because he was kind of putting it in terms of like considering like making changes or changing habits or changing how you react to things or changing, becoming better. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say becoming better because I feel like that's all of us are trying
to do. Evolving.
Yeah. But unless you can start being aware of your thoughts, and then being able to almost, okay. He was saying that just because you think it doesn't make it true.
Mm-hmm.
just, and I don't think, I never really thought about it that way, but that is something that a lot of people should really fucking consider and think about. Just because it's a thought that popped in your head doesn't make it true. And I mean, I definitely practiced that or thought about it in terms of when you have negative thoughts about your appearance, right? Mm-hmm. And I always have to remind yourself like, oh my God, I see myself different than other people see me. We've talked about in the podcast before where you've always told me like, Brooks, you have to look at yourself as a whole and don't look at yourself in pieces. And right. You know, it's like that whole thing. Cause in your mind, these thoughts come in and they mess with you.
Right.
And that's something to consider about everything.
Mm-hmm.
Just because you think it doesn't make it true.
It's all a simulation.
How you have to, you know, first step is becoming aware of your thoughts so that it could even be like, maybe you're in a situation where you're triggered and you immediately get emotional. Well, to be able to stop and like self-reflect in the moment, be conscious and not subconscious or like asleep, right? And just going through your regular motions and allowing something stupid that is really not important to upset you so much, to stop, be aware of what happened, how you wanted to respond to it or how you were responding to it. And then make a change. So, you know, that's kind of how it starts. So my point with people, or like a majority of people probably that I said are just living their life, you know, they hear something and it's like, and they just go with it or run with it. They're programmable basically, is it's because of that. And we all do it because especially if you have, you know, a routine and it doesn't change a lot. If you think about it just that way, like your daily routine, you can almost just kind of go through your day without having to make a new decision.
Right. But don't you think that a lot of people, I find myself doing this too. If I already think something, like I believe something to be true, mm-hmm. I'm going to seek out everything that backs that up.
I don't think people do that.
You don't?
I don't think a lot of people do that now.
See, I do. I think the issue
what's scary, it's not an issue, because regardless of what anyone believes about something, it could be like
Sasquatch.
I don't believe that my phone actually has a battery in it. Okay.
I mean, okay. Something like that's that. Not what I'm saying.
I'm saying I think that a lot of people, when they've read enough, which probably isn't very much, of what seems like information that is telling you that that is right or that's wrong, that you're backing up your thought. But the issue, and who I have no idea how long it's been going on, probably forever, since the beginning of the internet. The issue is, and I know that we've talked about, we're like, when we were dealing with all the political shit, it's like, you got to look at both sides. It's like, no. You know, yes, there is news that's like geared one way and there's news geared the other way. But it's literally everything, like every form of information aside from like the old way of like writing a newspaper. You know, you've seen the movie.
The Tom Hanks one.
Yeah. Yes. News of the World.
Yeah.
That's how people got news. And they just got full blown, all the information, like down to the nitty gritty of like someone dying or mutually murdered or whatever, you know, and you took forever to get the information, but now they leave things out they don't want to hear. It could be because they're trying to protect us or they leak it later. You know, it's like,
yeah,
it just makes it difficult because it makes it difficult to trust anything. It makes it difficult to trust any source that you have.
But that's what I'm trying to say, is that I think that when people have like a certain view on something, I think that with algorithms and everything else, I think that that is what is supporting that view.
Oh, 100%. That's why we're so divided.
I think that when somebody has a certain view, they're going to almost seek out and only get algorithms that are going to support that thought.
And that's the
and
issue.
That's what I was saying when you said, no, I don't think that's what it is.
I thought you were saying that people that like believe something, like they'll probably do the research to know that they believe it because it is in fact true.
Oh no.
You know what I mean, that's what I thought you were saying.
No, I think that's what happens is that depending on like whatever, wherever you're at politically, and that's like such a, you know, hot topic, and that's exactly what most people are going from at this point. So like anytime there's a huge event or something tragic or whatever, automatically you see all of the, you know, stuff from one side coming out, and this is why we said this, and then the other side saying this, and they're basically saying the same bullshit and just using it to make themselves feel better about, yeah, this is exactly why I felt this way in the first place. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And it's so, you know, and I don't want to get into all that, but you know, just with like the tragic things that we've had happen recently in our country. I mean, there's always tragic things. And that's the other thing is that you have something really tragic happen. And everyone's just so focused on that, but there's so many tragic things happening all the time.
And so many
all the time that don't get any press at all, you know, all these people. But what's crazy about it is that rather than seeing all this, there are people that come out, you know, and we're just basically talking about social media here.
Yep.
There are people that will come out and be like, you know, oh, you know, this is so sad and empathy for this person. And, you know, I can't believe this has happened. But then you have all these people come out and they're like, oh, this is our chance to push this agenda, you know, and it's from both sides. And you just sit there and go, oh my God, did we just forget what happened?
Yeah.
Like, did we forget the people that this happened to? These are actual people. And now we're so focused on pushing this agenda or that agenda that now it's just become that. And we've completely forgotten about what it was about in the first place.
Yeah.
And that's the stuff that really upsets me because I just think, oh my God, they're like, these are like real life people who are having their lives blasted. Well, not only fucked up, you know, completely fucked up by whatever instance that has happened. But now you have all these people jumping on this bandwagon of, oh good, now we can use this and, you know, push this to a point where, you know, other people will see how right I was. And that's what's fucked up.
Yeah.
So sorry, tangent.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, we just come here to laugh.
Dude. Hey, you guys, we never know what we're going to talk about.
We don't know.
Yeah. Honestly, to be honest, there's a lot of things that, actually, I'll just speak about this moment. There are some thoughts that I have that I would love to share, and I'm going to hold back because I don't have good enough information to explain to you where I saw it or where I read it.
Right.
And that's not because it's not there. It's because I didn't write it down.
Okay.
I'm sitting on the floor. I'm moving so much because I'm sitting on the floor, but I went running this morning. My legs are aching.
They're just sore.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, we're going to finish this up with, we had someone email in. Thank God.
Yeah.
Thank God for you, Alex. Okay, so this is titled Natural Deodorant.
Oh,
yeah. Hey guys, hope all is well with the both of you. I love you too. My twin and I laugh so hard. It's amazing. The reason I am reaching out because I downloaded the Clearia app and I've been checking out my current various products I use in the app, and I'm quite surprised. I am struggling to find a good deodorant, especially one that meets my active lifestyle. Have you guys found one that works well and doesn't build up on your clothes?
Okay. Yes and no. aside from like when you take a tank top off or a sports bra off or put it on after or before you've put deodorant on, sometimes getting it on, you know, you sometimes
get that anyway. Shirt. Yeah.
Yeah. besides that, I haven't experienced like it sort of building up in my t-shirt or anything like that ever. Like even like the really good bad stuff.
Like when you get like the little chunks.
I never have had that.
Yeah.
So I can't help you in that department, Alex, but recently tried the deodorant Lume from Lume. And I had seen ads for it because, you know, I've tried Native. I tried another one that was called Ivory. I just got from Walmart that was a natural deodorant. I checked the ingredients on it. But Lume, I ordered it because just a little sample pack, like a kind of gives you a sample of a body.
It's like a little traveler.
Well, they're a decent size, but they gave me a sample of like the body wash, deodorant. They also have the kids are outside screaming, like a paste. So it's not a stick, but they also have like a paste deodorant. Like you would just like rub it on.
Like toothpaste.
It's weird. Yeah. It's in like a weird tube, but I ordered it to try because everything else just, it's not strong enough to really fight like body odor. I always liked using men's deodorant. And so trying to find something that's natural that has, you know, ingredients in it that aren't going to slowly kill you. It's been hard to find something that holds up or that really works. You know, it's for me, it's like, if it's not going to help you from smelling, why are you wearing it at all? Like, that's how I feel about it.
Right. Might as well.
Why else would you put deodorant on? It's
right.
It's like, if it's not heavy duty, like, clinical deodorant, that's like antiperspirant and, you know, supposed to really help with like smell, all this stuff. Well, then we would really only be putting deodorant on because you might have body odor and you don't want to have body odor all day. So if it's not going to get rid of that, why even wear it at all and put anything weird in your armpits? It's going to get all of your clothes or going to build up on your shirts or whatever.
Right. But you might as well stick with a gemstone.
Sampled the unscented one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Like if I can't open the bottle, like if I go to the store, I can open it and smell it and decide if I like the smell. Even picking candles, like it's hard for me to pick a candle when it gives you the name of the candle, like the scent, like the whatever, but I can't smell it myself. I have no idea what it's going to smell like. Yeah. So I went unscented. It wasn't bad, but the unscented Lume deodorant did have a weird smell. Okay. Obviously it would have like some sort of smell. It's a product and they put ingredients together to make it. So it's going to, but it has worked with, keeping you smelling. I was going to say smelling fresh, but I don't think that's the right word.
Like not smelling like BO.
Yeah. Keeping you from not smelling
stinking,
stinky. Keeping you from stinking way longer.
Okay. And right, go ahead.
I was going to say, I've tried a decent amount of different natural deodorants at this point, because I mean, me and Jeannie used to talk about it a lot. I was not willing to get rid of really good. So we watched that show and then I was like, I guess I have to stink now. So Lume, Lume. It does in fact work. And,
or you just end up like with whoever you're with, you just both smell bad.
Well, funny you say that. I've never, Gina,
what,
how bad is my body odor?
I've never actually smelled you.
Yes. And when I have had it, it's only in one armpit, like you.
Like me. Yes.
Not anymore for me.
Okay.
Second part of the question.
Yeah. Second part. Go ahead. Also, I work at Trader Joe's. Do you guys shop there? And I'm curious, what are some of your favorite things? Have a great weekend, Alex. First of all, thank you, Alex, for sending a question in, because we're constantly like, please, please, please send some questions in.
Yeah.
We appreciate you. I don't shop a lot at Trader Joe's. I used to. It's not close to my house.
Yeah.
So it's more of a proximity thing. When I did go to Trader Joe's, I loved they have frozen, like a stir fry rice that the macros aren't terrible on. Remember we used to make that all the time. It has like edamame in it or something. So I've cooked
edamame.
Edamame. Yeah. It has like little edamame beans or something. What'd you say? You keep freezing.
Edamame.
Edamame. Sorry, but you edamame? Said,
yeah. Edamame.
Oh, it's my edamame.
I almost want to like edamame. Edamame.
It's my edamame and my edapape. Yeah. Yeah, so go ahead.
I haven't shopped there in a really long time, but they did have a lot of really good macro friendly things.
Mm-hmm.
They always did in the frozen food section, in the deli section where they had like raw pizza dough, and they've got like the different cheeses and meats and that section of Trader Joe's. There is a bruschetta in a
which
little.
Some people would argue is bruschetta.
Yeah, I was actually just going to say that. Edamame, 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 edamame.
Bruschetta, bruschetta.
Bruschetta, bruschetta, tomato, tomato. Bruschetta. Okay, bruschetta. Bruschetta because I'm white. Yeah. And I'm not Italian. Because
you're American.
American. Well, you know.
Yeah.
That's what I meant. You know, it's funny when I was describing myself just now, I was looking at myself in my picture. I was like, oh, obvious things to point out. Blonde. Okay.
But yeah. So, yeah, don't shop there a lot. Oh, you know, I do love this that I don't eat a lot are those peanut butter pretzels.
Oh yeah.
Oh, fucking good.
Yeah. So I always got the cowboy salsa. It's really good. It's in a jar and it's got corn. It's like a cowboy corn and black bean salsa. It's really good. And they also had another one that was a mango salsa. I'm pretty sure it was really good.
Mm-hmm.
The bruschetta that's in the deli section is really good. It's kind of, in a similar container of what you typically find hummus in, a little container.
They used to have really good pre-made chicken.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
They I'd also
go get that and chop it up.
They had egg salad.
Oh.
In a similar container as well as the bruschetta, but they had egg white salad that I used to buy all the time. It's egg white salad. The macros are incredible. And I loved to scoop it with chips.
Nice. Just egg farts. Sorry, let me egg white farts.
Sorry.
Egg white farts.
But yeah, no. I haven't shopped there in a long time, but they have some good items in there. You can't find anywhere else.
And not expensive.
No.
Yeah. I was gonna say, so we had Alan's birthday over the weekend.
Yes.
Our fuck boy.
I had so much FOMO.
I know.
Watching the videos.
We missed you. But yeah, but I made a veggie platter because we were having pizza. So, you know, you need some veggies. And
did you eat any of it?
I ate like four pieces of it. Yes.
I'm like, you don't eat vegetables.
I did. Well, oh, the vegetables. Yes. No, I actually did. And I've been making this for a while. I don't know if I've mentioned it, but huge fan of using 0% Greek yogurt and putting a ranch packet in it.
Oh yeah.
So good.
Yeah. I've done that a lot. I mean, I haven't done it recently, but I used to do it all the time.
If anyone wants like a nice thick ranch for like a veggie platter, use 0% Greek yogurt, ranch pack, done.
Since you're talking about recipes, I just saved one. Hang on. It was for a pizza crust that was made right here. It's a pizza crust made out of canned shredded chicken.
Oh, wow.
She takes.
Is it good? Have you tried it?
No, I saw the video of it.
Really yummy, high protein pizza crust.
So looks really good. And how she does it is it's a can of chicken and then she puts one egg. So one can with one egg and then Parmesan, like hard shredded Parmesan cheese, salt and pepper, maybe garlic, mixes it up all together.
I see it.
Mixes it up, flattens it out on parchment paper, bakes it. And I never knew you could do that. I had no idea. It blew my mind. So I saved it. I remember when I worked at Pizza Factory when I was in college.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was, you know, I would make the crust of my pizza just like meats, like meat toppings basically. Mm-hmm. And then they would put it through the oven for me. Mm-hmm. And then, so it would kind of like crisp up like the pepperoni, the slime, or whatever, the ham that's on the bottom. So it kind of would give it a good, it hold together nice. I had a cheese on it, but it would hold together pretty nice. And I always thought about it that way, but shredded chicken, an egg and some Parmesan cheese to bind it. And that's it. Mixed up, pressed on a pan, on parchment paper, on a pan, baked. That was it.
All right. So I say we try it next time because we've done some really good cauliflower pizzas.
Oh no. Yeah.
Really good. But it's still like, I mean, we can get it like crispy, but yeah. Still not.
You know. It's cauliflower.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's cauliflower.
Yeah, it's cauliflower. I mean, what else can you say? All right, guys, we're going to wrap this up, but thank you so much for listening.
Don't forget to, can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay. Rate, review, subscribe.
Five-star rating. Five-star warning.
And we'll talk to you guys next week.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.